Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Stocks surge on Wall Street after President Trump announces a pause in some reciprocal tariffs. We'll talk all about it. I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gains. So as mentioned, a monster day for stocks. Joining us to discuss it all, Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services, and check out their website, horizoninvestment.com. The taping of this is right after the close on Wednesday, and I got to say, Chuck, wow. We saw the Dow climb over 2,900 points. The S&P 500 was up over 9%. While the NASDAQ was up over 12%, this stacks up to, I believe, the third best day for markets since World War II. So let's just start right there. You know, your takeaway from the rally on Wall Street today.
Well, a couple of things, Andy. One, it obviously we had gotten a bit oversold, to say the least. You had significant decline in most of the major averages. Over the last 2 weeks, and especially over the last 4 or 5 days, and so the market was primed for a bounce, and we got it today with kind of that relief rally on the disclosure that perhaps the tariffs would be put off, or at least in most cases for most countries for the next 90 days. So we got that piece of news that a lot of people attribute the decline in this market to, that being tariffs, and you got some relief there, and hence you had this rally, which no doubt was fueled by a lot of things, but one of them obviously was short covering. I think you had a lot of people that were placing bets on the short side of the market, in other words, betting that the market was going to continue to go lower. And once you started to get that type of catalyst for the upside, You had, I think, a lot of shorts covering their positions. And what that means is they came into the market to buy and thus drove the market higher. The one thing, I mean, this is great, right? I mean, I would much rather have an up day than a down day. But, as you and I have talked about in the past, these types of days with this type of volatility is more a trader's market. I mean, I can't sit here and tell you we're out of the woods at this point.
No, I agree with you 100%. And we see these big, huge swings up and down days. So, yes, relief rally, short covering. But, you just spoke to it. I mean, we follow the Dow theory, and that is still bearish. A day like this doesn't erase that. And that's where I want you to kind of take it as you're analyzing all of this.
Right. As you mentioned, the Dow theory turned bearish on March 10th, which, preceded the significant decline in the market. So it was a nice call there. There has not been a change in the market's primary trend since then. It is still bearish. Now, one of the nice things about the Dow theory is it provides some guideposts in terms of evaluating what happens after a bear market signal. And typically what happens is that you get a market, you have the bear market signal, and then you get kind of a washout in the market to establish significant low points. And I'll give you those significant low points now in a moment. And then from those low points, you expect a pretty robust rally. And that rally generally will retrace anywhere from one third to two thirds of the decline since the previous important high. You know, today's trading action off of yesterday's lows brings the Dow Jones Transportation Average a retracement of about 24%. So it's still a little shy yet of what you would expect in terms of an upside rally off of a low. In the case of the Dow Industrials yesterday, which was the low, and I'll give you those points in a moment, you know, we've had a retracement now of about 37%. Now, it happened in a day, and, you know, that's a little suspect as well from a Dow theory perspective. But
we've talked about consolidation. You know, in modern times, things are consolidated, but this is, I think, you know, we just talked, 3-6 months. And then we said, this is happening more like, you know, over weeks and weeks. And now you have bounce backs that are happening in a day. Yeah, that's a little suspect.
Yeah, no, I mean, as you mentioned, I mean, duration in any kind of move in the market has been compressed over the last several years. So, you know, what typically would take 3 to 6 months, you know, can happen now in 24 to 48 hours. We'll have to see how that maps out. But, you know, I think we'll get more of a bounce in this rally. My guess is it'll probably, you know, over the next few days, you know, get us a little bit more of a bounce as people start hopping back into the market that have been on the sidelines. But at some point, I think we will get some retest of that lows. And the low points are yesterday, April 8th, closing lows so far. And in the Dow Industrials, that level is 37,645.59, 37,645.59. And the Dow Transports, which is 12,637.04. And again, those are the April 8th closing low points.
Give the transports again on. These numbers are key for the gains listener. Hit those one more time if somebody was grabbing a pen to get this. Start sure. with the, we'll go with the Dow Industrial low that we're following,
yeah, the Dow,
and then followed by the transports. Go ahead, give those numbers one
very
more
good.
Time.
The Dow Industrial closing low was yesterday, April 8th, it was 37,645.59. And just as an aside, you know, that's at a level where the all-time high in the Dow, which wasn't all that long ago, was 45,000. So we've had a Dow drop about 7,500 points in a very short period of time to get to that low point. Now, again, it recouped a little over one third of that in a single day today, but that's the low that, you know, those are look like they're the significant low points here. And again, that's 37,645.59 in the industrials. And for the Dow transports, it's 12,637.04. That's 12,637.04. So
those are real quick. Those are well established bottoms on the chart, correct?
I think so. Yeah. Okay. I mean, in a market like this which is really policy driven at this point, it's a little dicey to say anything is significant because things can change so quickly. I mean, you saw it. I mean, yesterday's trading was a perfect example. I mean, in the morning, you know, in stocks were up 4.5%, 5%, the indices, and then they finished down, you know, 1 to 2%. So we've gotten 7 percentage point swings in the market. You know, Monday, I think we had that in 10 minutes. So I'm saying those points are significant now because I expect this rally to have legs to it. And eventually what you would expect under the Dow theory is a retest of those lows at some point. And what you want are those lows to hold. And so, I think it's fair to say that whether those are significant lows or not, time will tell. But the one thing you don't want to have happen, obviously, is those lows get taken out. And so, you know, they at this point, for a market to stop going down, it needs to hold lows. And so those are the lows right now that are significant. You would expect a rally. My guess is that rally will recoup typically 50% to 65% of the decline. So you're probably looking at perhaps another 2,000 points, in the Dow Industrials to get up to maybe about 42,000, 43,000. And the Dow Transports, they got a little bit more room that they need to make up. I mean, they fell about 5,000 points from their all-time high, which, again, wasn't that long ago. And so we recouped, 25% of that decline today. But, the transports really to have kind of a meaningful rally, I think they need to put on, at least another couple of thousand points, which they can do. I mean, transports, as you know, Andy, historically, I mean, they can put points on in a hurry in either direction. So we'll probably get an extension of this rally, and then ultimately we'll have that retest. And that's what's going to be significant to determine whether, in fact, we have bottomed or not. Now, the one thing that's concerned me all throughout this decline has been, basically everybody on Wall Street has ascribed the decline solely to President Trump's tariff policies, the on again, off again tariff policies, that this is a policy created bear market and based on one thing, that being tariffs. So if you reverse that, it's on or an upper from here. And my concern is that, that's not the case, that there are other issues underlying why the bear market was triggered under the Dow theory. And we're going to find that out because, if in fact this bear market was caused solely by tariff activity and those tariffs get relief, then this should be onward and upward from here. And I just don't think it's necessarily going to be the case. I think there are other things out there. And oftentimes you don't know what those things are until after the fact. But I caution investors that days like this, hey, take them. It's great. It's better than being down 7%. But I'm not sure this is a signal that we are out of the woods, because I think there might be some other factors out there that are at work here other than just tariffs to maybe put some downward pressure on the market.
We do see that markets, there's weakness there. And I'm with you. Everybody's citing this just tariff policy. The transports were telling us things a lot earlier than even some of these policies were put in place, if I'm not mistaken.
They were. Yeah. They were, absolutely. Yeah. And you hit the nail on the head. I mean, we watch the transports because of, one of the most, if not the most economically sensitive index there is. And the transports were misbehaving well before this whole tariff issue came out. Now, maybe they were telegraphing that there was going to be issues on the tariff side. But that seems too easy to me. And again, I've been watching markets for over 40 years, and to ascribe a single market move or a single creation of a bear market or a bull market just to one particular catalyst. Because at the end of the day, we talk about this ad nauseum for your listeners.
It's the three things that drive markets. Tell them. Go ahead.
Right. It's interest rates, inflation, and corporate profits. Now, if tariffs play into those three things, and we won't know that, by the way, for several months now, right? And so if tariffs are going to play into that, that's going to show up and that's going to be reflected in the market. But at this point, where people think they know exactly what's going to happen because of the tariffs, they don't. I mean, A, they don't know what tariff levels are ultimately going to be determined. B, are there going to be tariffs on all countries, some countries, no countries? C, what are the level of those tariffs? So, trying to handicap their impact on inflation, interest rates, and corporate profits. I mean, everybody's got an opinion. A, they're bad for corporations. They'll be bad for corporate profits. They'll be bad for inflation and probably bad for interest rates. But we don't know that yet. So, I kind of let the market tell the story. And the story that it's telling is that, hey, we had a great day today, relief rally. there's some structural reasons, short covering and so forth. And yeah, the tariff news was obviously good news momentarily, but you know, if you're banking on that, then, you know, what happens when, you know, 4 days from now, Donald Trump gets, you know, does a tweet that says, you know what, I reconsidered the whole tariff thing and we're not going to wait 90 days, which, you know, is possible. So I think if to get a true read on this market, if investors need to look at anything, it's that canary in the coal mine we talked about. It's a Dow Jones Transportation Average. Watch how that performs. Watch if that holds its lows. Watch if that seems to have decent days when the overall market may be selling off. In other words, what kind of relative strength are you seeing in the Dow transports? Because that's going to translate directly to what the future holds for the economy, and that does have a bearing on corporate profits. So, you know, nobody ever talks about the transports other than you and me.
Right. Even though they're probably the ultimate leading indicator and have really guided us at least the last 4 years we've been talking about it on this podcast. So
yeah. And the thing that's good about that for your listeners, it's like, you know, I mean, it's nice to have signals and things to watch that
nobody else really watches. Yes.
You know, I mean, that's how you get an edge. And so, you know,
once everybody knows about an indicator, it will no longer be an indicator because too many people are in the know. So that's an important point that you just made there. Sorry.
Yeah. So if you want to simplify everything down and just to see if this is going to have legs, this rally, and in fact we have bottom, is, you know, typically, you know, watch the Dow Jones Transportation Average and see how that performs. Again, it can be a very volatile index, but all indexes are volatile right now. And yeah, it was great that it was up, you know, 9-10% today. Let's see how it continues to do. If it seems to kind of gather itself and you start seeing kind of better relative performance, you know, that those are positive signs. But, you know, I kind of got to see it. And, you know, it's now, you know, how all of this plays into a practical, pragmatic investment program, you know, I mean, presumably if you have built up some cash here and you're looking for opportunities to deploy, you know, that I'm not going to tell you not to deploy the money. I will tell you, you know, don't back up the truck right now. But if somebody sees a stock that they really, really like, if they want to start to feed into it, that's fine. I think you will get a chance at, you know, a little bit better prices than maybe buying it tomorrow after today's rally, because I think that, you know, again,
we'll actually talk about how to play this all in just 1 second. We got to take a quick break. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesday. We'll be right back with Chuck Carlson after the break.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right, back with Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services. You got to check out their website, horizoninvestment.com. So as we were going into break, Chuck, you were kind of alluding to this, but we wanted to talk about, you know, how to play this all. You had mentioned, you know, after a huge up day like this, you know, going right into the market and then deploying that cash, you may see a bit of a pullback as well. We've talked about volatility here. So, but, you know, long and short, how do you play this right now? You mentioned don't back up the truck. And I only do the back up the truck thing when the Dow theory says, gives me the all clear sign. But yeah, I will do nibbling, though, at quality stocks. But go ahead, take it.
I think here's what I would do. I think it's okay to nibble in quality stocks. I also think, quite frankly, to take advantage of this rally, especially if it persists, in cleaning out your portfolio of some of the stocks that, you know, stocks you have in there, you're not even sure why you bought them. You don't know why you have them. You're not going to add to them. Those are the types of stocks that if we do get this rally is close them out and build some cash and as we get what I think will be eventually a retest, use the retest to maybe pick up some stocks. So I think it's important to be engaged here. I think it's important not to succumb to, you know, FOMO, the fear of missing out on a one-day rally. I think, you know, use that rally to your advantage if you have some stocks that you want to clean out, and now you're going to get a chance to do that at better prices. And show some patience here, because I think that ultimately we will get some sort of a retest of yesterday's lows. That it may, you know, it may not get down quite to that level, but I think you'll have an opportunity to pick up some stocks at maybe a little bit better prices than what you're seeing now. So, you know, that's what I would do, is just stay engaged in the process. If you see something that you really, really like, feel free to nibble on it. If you have some stocks that you're looking to move out of, take advantage of the rally now to do that. And to have a little cash now is certainly not a bad place to be, because I think there's going to be, especially in a market like this with this type of volatility, I think you're going to have some opportunities to pick off some stocks here.
And finally, how do you play the retest? So say it goes down there, retest, you've been buying some quality stocks, you've been getting rid of some excess stuff that you have no idea why it's even in your portfolio. But as I'm just curious, if we get down, we get the retest, we're getting close to the all clear sign, just ideas of how you manage things when you're down there.
Yeah, you can do a couple of things. You can wait until, you know, there's a new bull market signal under the Dow theory. There's nothing wrong with that. You won't catch it at the bottom, as we've talked about, but you know, you're going to buy with assurance at that point that we have started a new bull market rally. What some people do, and this would apply more to traders and possibly people listening to me right now, and possibly your host of this show, is if you, on the retest, do some buying. If in fact the retest, those lows get taken out, sell the positions that you just put on. So you're kind of probing in a trading way for that bottom. And so there, you're not necessarily waiting for an all clear sign under the Dow theory. Yes, you are kind of anticipating that, but you're also protecting yourself by having a willingness to close out the position if we get new lows. And so that is one strategy. You don't necessarily have to wait until you have a new bull market signal. As long as you're willing to kind of trade the bottom, so to speak, if you're buying on that retest and the retest fails and you have new closing lows, close out your positions and then kind of rethink things.
And then one other thing I wanted to hit on, and this just kind of speaks to being diversified, trying different types of philosophies to manage your money. You know, you want to be positioned for growth, but we talked about the dogs of the Dow at the beginning of the year. I got to tell you, Chuck, they've held up pretty good compared to a lot of the market.
Well, they have. Held up. And that's why, you know, the dogs of the Dow and other dividend-based strategies have held up exceptionally well. Now, I will tell you that in a rip-your-face-off rally, That group's going to lag. It's still going to make you money. Their stocks are still probably going to go up, but they're not going to go up as much as, you know, the more speculative stocks or the more growth-oriented stocks that have just gotten creamed. And you saw a microcosm of that today. I mean, everything went up, and the dividend stocks went up nicely. But the stocks that went up the biggest were a lot of those growth stocks that had just gotten crushed, where they were, you know, they're up 10, 15, sometimes 20% today. So if you're willing, but that's why you diversify, right?
Because those, I mean, because those dog, the one thing that's nice about the dogs portion of the portfolio, boy, you didn't really see near the declines. I was looking at, you know, and you see the broader market just getting hammered. It's like,
right.
Yeah, these, you know, I'm actually, I think maybe up a little bit still for the year. And I have some dividends. So it just, you know, we talked about sometimes it's a good idea to diversify your types of strategies in your mix. And that kind of just spoke to, like, even for how bad the market was, you know, there were some stocks that were hanging pretty tough, especially if, you know, you bought them at the beginning of the year. It wasn't like you were even getting hammered like the rest of the market. So I just think that was just... You know, and it's, you got to be diversified, and you know, and you got to have growth to make hay when it comes back. But it just speaks to deploying different types of investment philosophies and how, you know, some can hold up when things don't go so well.
Well, it can, and you know, and that's that whole idea of diversification, as you mentioned, which most people only think of diversification, you know, across assets or within asset classes. But the diversification of, across strategy is very important. And, you know, all that form of diversification, the one thing it will do for you is maybe make you panic less during down markets. And that's important because, you know, panic is an emotion, and emotional investing is not good. And it's very easy to fall into becoming an emotional investor when you see markets cascading lower like they did, or in fact, rising like they did today. I can tell you, there are a lot of emotional investors out there right now that are like, you know, oh, I missed it, and I got to get in, and you know, they're
FOMO, fear of missing out because of this leg up. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Sorry, go ahead.
No, so to have portfolios that are diversified, and yeah, there are going to be days when you underperform, then there are going to be days when you outperform, but the idea is, you know, that helps keep you in the game. And, you know, that's a huge part of investing, is just staying in the game. And, you know, maybe trimming around the edges during bear markets and so forth. But, you know, if you have less of a reason to panic about your investments, and you have less of a reason if you're diversified, you know, that's going to get you a long way in terms of building wealth over time. And again, this investing is still the long game. It's you know, it's days like today kind of give you the impression that, you know, well, this is pretty easy, right? But at the end of the day, you know, it's, you got to play the long game on investing. And that's why, you know, diversification helps keeping you in the game to help you play the long game.
Big thanks to Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services. And you got to check out their website, horizoninvestment.com. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. I've been told that's podcast gold. Appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesdays, and I look forward to seeing you then.
A News Radio WBBM podcast, powered by Odyssey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1.
True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.